And we're holding Tes Zayin on what Aleph at the top. Mishnah says, now keeping in mind that with Mincha, as we've been discussing so far, you have two matirim. You have two things that are required in order to make the Mincha, in order to make the leftover, the shirayim of the Mincha, mutter for the Kohenim to eat. You have the Kohenet, has to be offered on the Mizbeach, and the Levoina has to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah says, Pigel b'koymet for le b'levoina. If he had in mind, during the burning of the koymets, he plans to eat, so he has a thought of pigel, a thought, thinks about the shirayim, that he's going to eat them chutz mano, below the levoina, but he didn't have that thought during the levoina, when he was burning the levoina. Or the other way around, the levoina below the koymets. He had it in mind during the levoina, but not during the koymets. Reb Meir on a pigel b'chayav and olav kardes. Reb Meir says that it will be pigel, and a person will be chayav kardes for, because as we're going to work out in the Gemara, he holds that mefaglin b'chatzi matir, it's possible to create pigel with only half the matir. Now, he agrees, as we've learned before, and as we're going to learn as we go through, that when it's within one avoda itself, where he has in mind only part of it, then the whole thing is not going to be pigel. But here we're talking about that he had in mind about one part of the matir, but not about the other. Two distinctly different matirim, and Reb Meir says that's enough to make it pigul, and therefore he's chayav kardes. The chum in the kardes had shefagel b'chala matir. The chum said there's no kardes unless he has a thought of pigul during the entire matir. We did learn in the Gemara before a couple of days ago that. It will be possible, d'rabbanan, because of the gzera, because we're concerned that then it may be easily confused with the case, where he has in mind both the koimetz and the levoina, where there's only a koimetz alone, as in a minchas choyter, or only the levoina alone, as in the bozichin, and therefore the chamek gzera, that's possible, but a gzera d'rabbanan is not enough to trigger kardes. The Mishnah continues. Now the Chachamim will agree with the Meir when it comes to the Minchas Choyta and the Minchas Knois, which where there's no Levoina, each of them is only flour. She pigel b'koymetz, that if he has a thought of pigel during the burning of the koymetz alone, she'll pigel. Chayav and olav kares, but then it's pigel and his person is chayav kares for eating it. Because the koymetz alone is the matir, because there's no levoina. Now the Gemara had explained earlier in that earlier sugya about this din d'rabbanan, we wouldn't have had to say that. It's fairly obvious. Obviously, if there's no koymetz, then there's no too much in them. The reason to mention that is that helps explain the Chacham's opinion. Why are we making a gzera d'rabbanan that in the case where he had in mind pigul only on the koymetz and not the levoina, or vice versa? Why should we declare it possible d'rabbanan? Because it might be confused with these kinds of cases where there's no koymetz or no levoina, and you might not realize that in that case it's pigul as well. Continues the Mishnah. In a similar vein, when we talk about, we've been talking about the two kvasim that are shechted on Shavuos and waved together with a shtei lechem and brought with them. In a similar vein, shachat echem and kvasim lechol beis chalas tomorrow. If he shechted one of the kvasim, having in mind that he's going to eat both chalas tomorrow, now the two kvasim together again are the matir. You need to shech both, and you need to sprinkle the blood of both in order for the shtei lechem to be mutter to eat. So if he shechted one of them, having in mind to eat both of them tomorrow, or hichter echad min abezichin, or similarly with the lechem upon him, if he burnt the levoina in one of the bezichim, lechol beis sdarim l'machar, having in mind to eat both from both sdarim tomorrow, from both stacks tomorrow, Reb Meir or pigul chayov nalav kares. Then again, Reb Meir is going to say that in all these cases, it's pigul and a person is chayav kares, because again, he holds mefaglin b'chatzi matir. It's possible to make a pigul through only half of the matir, the same way as he had said earlier in the Mishnah about the koymetz without the levoina, or vice versa, the same way with one of the kvasim without the other, or with one of the bezichim without the other. And again, the chum say, in by kares had shifagel b'chol matir. There's no kares unless he has a thought of pigul during the entire matir. And here it's only half the matter, so therefore it's not pickle. The Chasdei David, which is Pirush on Tosefta, which is where there's a braisa on this subject, explains that the reason why the Mishnah had to tell the Machlokas twice is because we learned before, a couple of blocks ago, about there's a difference between the Koymetz and the Levoina, which at one point were in one Keli. And therefore, there's considered a certain kvirus between them versus the kvosim and the shteh lechem, or the bezichim and the lechem aponim, which were never in the same cave. Okay, with the lechem aponim, we talked about maybe to some extent they and the bezichim are considered to be in the same cave in the sense that they were both on the shulchan, but with the kvosim and the shteh lechem, you certainly don't have that because they're never in one cave. The most they're done is they're waved together. Therefore, the Mishnah had to tell us that in both cases, Reb Meir holds that it's going to be pigul, even though it's only half the matter, and the Chachamim are going to say that not. Otherwise, we would have thought that maybe in some of those cases, they would agree with one another. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Shochet echad min ha'kvasim lefo mimenu l'machar. If he shechts one of the sheep from Shavuos, having in mind that he's going to eat from the other one, that he's going to eat from it tomorrow, who pigul v'chaveri kosher, only that one is pigul, but the other one is kosher, because now we talked before, we had the opinion that said in korb, we had Rabbi Yehuda saying in korb and sibur cholo, that a korb and sibur is not divisible like that, but here we're talking according to the Chachamim who don't hold of that idea. Well then, each keves, each sheep is considered its own matzah relative to the shtei alechem. The two of them are the matzah together, but relative to them themselves, each one is its own matzah. Once you shecht it and sprinkle its blood, then its fat becomes mutter to burn on the mizbeach, and its meat becomes mutter for the kohenim to eat. So therefore, you see, you shechted one, having in mind you're going to eat only from it, then that one becomes pigul, but the other one does not. Lechem a chaveir l'macher, and if he has in mind when he shechts the first sheep that he's going to eat from the second sheep tomorrow, shneim treirim, then both of them are actually kosher, because then each one is not the other one's matter, and therefore there's no pigul here at all. So the Gemara starts off. Amar Rav, machloikas, the machloikas we have in the Mishnah about when he does the koimitz but not the levoino, or vice versa, is machloikas shenasen as a koimitz v'shisika v'es a levoino machshava. When he did the koimitz, he burnt the koimitz without saying anything, with no thought of chutz v'zmano. And then v'es a levoino machshava, and then when he did the levoino, he had a thought of eating the shirayim chutz v'zmano. But if he burns the koimetz with that machshava of pigul and then continues with the levona and doesn't do anything and doesn't say anything, divrehakol pigul, everybody will agree, even both Reb Meir and the Chachamim, that it will be pigul. Shekolo oisal das rishona hu oisal, because when a person acts, he has in mind his original das. In other words, when he started out burning the koimetz and having in mind that it's going to be pigul, then that extends also to the levoina, even though he didn't have that specific thought in mind when he did the levoina. We'll consider then that there was a thought of pigul on the whole thing. Now when we say Adas Rishona Hu Osa on the face of it, why do we have to say that we have to assume that he goes according to his original Das? Why don't we just ask him the second thing that you did you have in mind the same thing or not? And then just do it that way. So the Ozerua brings in Hilchus Yibum in this connection in a similar concept, that when we say al das rishona hu oisa, we say that we don't, even if he says that I didn't have the same das, then we say the Chachamim said that that's how it is. The Chachamim evaluated and said that al das rishona hu oisa. The Velva Brisker says that's not even an umdana. We always say the din is al das rishona hu oisa. If he says specifically, fine. If he says specifically, I'm not doing al das rishona, then in fact, Tosfos points out that yeah, it won't be. We won't say that. But here, where he doesn't specifically say that, then we assume that. Then we have to assume that that he's doing al das rishona hu oisa. So therefore, Rav says in that case, then we will have to consider that he is doing al das rishona, and therefore it is going to be pigul even according to the Chachamim. Whereas Shmuel says no, it's the same machloikas. Adayin hu machloikas. Shmuel says no, it's the same machloikas. It's the same machloikas in that case also. Do we say that it's considered to be the same thing, or does it have to be that he has in mind pigul doing the entire thing? So the Gemara says, Yosef Rava v'ka'amal al ha-shmaita. Rava was sitting one time and saying over this discussion about what Rav says and what Shmuel says. Esve Rav Acha barav huna l'Rava. So Rav Acha barav huna asks Rava, I have a contradiction on Rav. A Braisa says, "Bamed v'rom amurim." When do we say that if he had a thought, that if he had a thought of chutzas mano during the koymet, then it makes the whole mincha pigel? The k'mitza, that would be when he does the k'mitza and has that in mind, over matan kli, or when he's putting it into the keli, which we've learned before that the koymet has to be placed in a keli, which is the equivalent of receiving the blood in a keli. Over hiluch and walking it over to the mizbeach, because each of those is considered a matter. Now the point is, Rashi says, the point is that by those three things, you don't have the Lavoina is not involved. You have the Kmitza, you take off the Lavoina. The Kmitza, you take off the Lavoina. The putting it in a Klishardis, you do the Kmitza, you do the Koimitz by itself without the Lavoina. You put the Lavoina on only afterwards. So the halacha, the same thing. Now, though, why would that be? The fact is, you do have to walk over the Lavoina to the Mizbeach. So the Gemara is going to explain later on, we'll talk on Amud Beis, why we're saying that halacha is considered to be the Koimitz exclusively. In any case, the Braisa continues, Abba Bolo Lach Torah, but when it comes to bruning the koimetz, then Nosan es a koimetz v'shtikav es a levona mashrava, if he does the koimetz without saying anything, and the levona with a thought of pigol, or es a koimetz mashrava es a levona v'shtikav, or the other way around, the koimetz with a thought of the levona not, Rameo and pigol v'chayob and olav koris, Rameo says that it'll be pigol, so there's koris, v'cham rem enbe koris ad sheifagol v'chala matir, and the chum said there's no koris unless he makes the entire matir pigol. Well then, Tony Mia. So at any rate, the Braisa says, Nosan es a koimetz machshava ve'es a lavona b'shtika. So it clearly says, if he does the koimetz with a thought and the lavona quietly, upligi, and we still see that Rameyer and the Chachamim argue about that in the Braisa. So in the Mishnah, you had said, pigul b'koimetz v'lo b'lavona, the Sfasemis points out, fine, it could mean that he had a thought during the koimetz, and it means that he said specifically during the lavona that he's not. And as Tosfos points out, we would definitely say then that he's not doing Aldas Rishona. But here the Braisa is specifically saying that he did the first one with pigul and the second one with sika. And still, Rameyer and the Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim hold that it won't be pigul, not like Rav. So the answer is Ema. What you can answer is what the Braisa means, Okvaron Nosan Asalavona, but Sikame Ikra, what it would mean is where he made the Koimetz pigol after he had already placed the Koimetz without saying anything. Meaning, we learned after they put the Lavona quietly. We learned before that the Koimetz of Lavona could be done in either order. You don't have to do first Koimetz, then Lavona. You could do Lavona first. So what we'd be talking about is where he did the Lavoina first and didn't say anything, and then he put the koimetz and then had a thought of pigul. So then, yes, that's when the machlokes is going to be. But according to Rav, if it had been the other way around, the first one pigul, the second one not, then we would say our dash we show no worse. Okay. But the Gemara asks, but the Gemara says, shtei tshuvas v'dover. The problem is there are two problems with that. Chode dahenu kamais. First of all, then it's going to be the same thing as the first one. Then the Braisa does not have to say two different cases. It doesn't really matter, after all, whether the Koimetz comes first or the Lavoina comes first, because again, as we established before, you can do them in either order you want. So therefore, there'd be no reason to mention that. There'd be no reason to phrase it that way. He did the koimetz b'shtika, having already done the levona machshava, or the koimetz machshava and levona b'shtika. It wouldn't matter. There'd be no reason for the braisa to phrase it that way. So in other words, if it hadn't been for Rava's explanation, Chidushim Amyuchasim La Rashba explains, then fine. We would say that one part is telling us a Chidush according to the Meir, and the other part is telling us a Chidush according to the Chachamim. But now that Rava is trying to say that both halves of the Braisa are saying basically the same thing, and they're both talking about where the pigul came first, and then the shtika, then, or the, or the, or rather was just sick or came first and then the pigle, and then we're saying that that would be the case of the machlokas, then there's no reason for the braisa to mention both cases. There's no greater chiddush in one than the other. But oi, hotanya, and furthermore, we learn in a braisa, we learn in another braisa that that phrases it the same way, but clearly says achakach afterwards, that first he did the one b'shtika, and then he did the one and then he did the one in pigle, or the other way around. First he did the one in pigle, and then he did the other one in and then he did the other one in shtika. So therefore, so the braisa is clearly not saying that it's that in all cases we're talking about where he did the shtika first. We can be talking about even when he did the pigle first, the chutz manei first, and then the shtika. And you see that they're still arguing. So not like that. So the answer is, the Gemara says, Tir Gemara Rav Chanina b'shtei deis. The answer is, Rav Chanina says, that braisa would be talking about where there were two different deis involved. One koyin offered the koyimet, and the other one offered the lavoina. Now, if it's the same koyin, and he did the first one with pigle, then you could say the second one, Rav says the second one is automatically pigle as well, because aldas rishonu oisa, unless as Tosfa says, he specifically says otherwise. But here we're talking about that the one koyin did the koyimet with a thought of pigle, the other one did the lavoina with a thought, without any thought of pigle, with shtika. You certainly can't say aldas rishonu oisa. You certainly can't say that he's necessarily following the other Kohen's das, because there's no reason to say that. So in that case, the Chachamim are going to hold that if the shtika came first and then the pigle, then the Chachamim are going to say that it's not pigle because he didn't have in mind the whole matter. There wasn't a thought of pigle in the Kohen's and the Levina. However, And in that case also, even if the pigle came first, then the shtika, here we can't say das rishonu hoisa, because it's a different koyin, and therefore the chum will also say that it's not pigle. So now at least there is a chiddush in the, now at least the chiddushim amyachasim la'rashba explained that now at least there is a chiddush in the details of the brais. First we're saying that when the koimetz was the shtika and then the levoina was machshava, Rameo holds its pigle even though it was only the levoina. And the second case where the koimetz was machshava, then the chum was saying that it's not pigle even though the koimetz is the main thing. Because he explained that at first the Gemara had figured there's no real difference between the koimetz and the levona. They're both equally well matirin. Now the Gemara is understanding that the koimetz is more the main matter and the levona is secondary. And therefore, by saying that you have a second das involved, then in fact it works out, and that would be the chiddush of the braisa. Then in that case, the chum would indeed say it's not pigle. But had it been the original koyin, then we can still uphold Rav's point that he did the koimetz with pigle, and then the levoina he did quietly. We would nevertheless say that it is considered pigle because we would say aldas rishonu hoisa. Okay, so the Gemara says. Toshma. Let's bring another proof against Rav. This one from the Korbanos of Yom Kippur. As we've learned many times, you have the two Korbanos of Yom Kippur where the blood is brought into the hayfold, the pad and the sayer. Altogether you have 43 sprinklings of blood that has to be done with them. So now, like this. We learned in Zvachim that even though most korbanos require more than one application of blood to the mizbeach, but we said that b'dieved he did only one application. Then the korban is chasher b'dieved. We say even by chatas, the shamai held you need a minimum of two, but still he needs one. When it comes to other korbanos, everybody agreed that one is enough. So what Braisa says. When do we say that if he has in mind a thought of pigle doing one application of blood, then he makes the korban pigle? And even the Chachamim would agree with that, because one application by itself is enough to be the master all by itself, in the sense that if he did only that one, the korban is kosher. So that would be b'dam manitanin on mizbeach hachitzen. Only when it comes to blood that's placed on the mizbeach hachitzen. But when it comes to blood that is placed on the that is placed under that is sprinkled inside the heichel that goes on the Mizbeach of Pnimi, to go in and boim v'sholosh shal yom kippurim, for example, the 43 applications of blood from the korbanos of Yom Kippur, because as we've learned before, Rashi summarizes it over here, you have 8 from the par inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, 8 from the Sor, that's 16, 8 from each one of them in front of the Poroichas, so far you have 32 then, 8, 8, 8, and 8. Then he mixes the blood together, applies it to the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and sprinkles it on the top of it 7 times. So that's altogether 43. So when it comes to those 43, and as we've learned in Zvachim, Matona Achas Me'en Me'akavas, even one application of blood of those is not active, and the korban is not kosher. So when it comes to those 43, actually, to be exact, the Chazon Ish points out that really when we talk about the 43, that would really be to make both of them piggle. If the idea was that if he wanted to make only one of them piggle, then really you would have a lot less, because then you only have, there's, for example, the pie, there's 16 sprinklings of blood, eight in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, 8 in the Hechel, and then you have the mix, then you have the mixture of it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is 4 and 7, so altogether it would be 27 applications, and the same thing with the Sur. But if you wanted to make both of them piggle, you'd have to have in mind all 43. The achas esrei shall power koyin mashiach. The achas esrei shall power helam davar shal tzibur. Or when it comes to the power koyin mashiach, or the power helam davar shal tzibur, it's 11 applications, because you don't have the ones inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In front of the poreichas, you only have 7, not 8. And then you have 4 on the four corners on the mizbeach hapnimi. You don't have the 7 sprinklings on the top of it. So with all of those, matana achas men me'akavas. And therefore, each one of them is only a partial matter, because each one of them by itself is not enough to be matter of the korban. So therefore, pigol ben barishona, ben bashnia, ben bashlishis, or ben bashlishis. So now, whether he has in mind a thought of pigol, whether in the first group, which are the ones in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or the second group, which is the ones in front of the parochas, or the third group on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Reb Meir Omer Pigul Chayovan Alav Kares. Reb Meir says that it would be Pigul and a person would be Chayav Kares. Now this par and this sir are meant to be burnt anyway. They're meant to be taken outside of Yerushalayim and burnt. But if he had in mind, instead of burning them, he had in mind to eat them tomorrow. Or he had in mind during the sprinkling that the meat will be eaten tomorrow. Then if anybody actually eats from it, whether today or tomorrow, then they're Chayav Kares. According to the men. The Chum by men, they curse. Actually, Fagel B'chol HaMatzer, and the Chum say, as they said in the Mishnah, that there's no pigle because he hadn't made a pigle in the entire matzer, because it wasn't all the sprinklings, and some of the sprinklings are not enough to make it pigle. Now, before we gave an answer when it came to the mincha, when it came to the koyimitz and the lavoina, that two different koyanim were involved. But here we can't say that. All the avoda of Yom Kippur has to be done by the one koyin gadol. So the Gemara says, we see whether he had in mind pigle by the first, second, or third group of sprinklings, uplevi, and we still see that the chum disagree. And now we can't say that it's different dais, because it's all one coin bottle that does it. Here is where the Gemara could have answered. Tosfa says that it means that he specifically says the next group is not Aldas Rishona, but the Gemara doesn't want to do that. The Gemara wants to, The Gemara wants to find a better answer. You're going to answer that here also there are two deus, because you could have the Kohen Gadol died or became a Balkeri or whatever after one group of sprinklings, and then the Sagan takes over. You're going to say you could have that. No, because, well, not necessarily. Now like this, when the Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol, the Zos Yovei Aaron al Kodesh, Aaron and his descendants after him, the later Kohenim Gadolim, have to go in, Befar ben Boker, they have to go in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they have to be offering a par, and they have to be offering a par for the purpose. Now, what does it mean then, when we're saying that he has to offer a par? Is it enough? So if we say, Hanicha, Lamanda Omer, Bapor, Befar, Bapor, the Bedomer shall par, according to the opinion that says that when it says Befar, it's good enough that he uses the blood of the original par that the first Kohen Gadol did. So the first Kohen Gadol had taken this blood, he had sprinkled with it, for example, the first group of sprinklings inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and doing that, he made it pickle. Now, let's say he died, now we're talking about the second Kohen Gadol takes over, the Sgan takes over and continues from where he left off, and obviously, he doesn't know, and we're talking about, in fact, one of the first, Chemdes Daniel points out that the second one doesn't know the first one made it pickle. If he knew he made it pickle, then he'd have to start all over anyway. So we're talking about that he doesn't know the first one made it pickle, and he continues and goes and does the rest of these sprinklings without a thought of pickle. So if that works, then fine. If you're saying that the second one does not need to shaft a new power, all he needs to do is take over from where the first one ended, then yes, we can say that we're talking about there's two deis, and therefore the Chacham are going to say it's not pigle, because again, there was no pigle in the whole matter. There wasn't a pigle in all, or thought of pigle in all the sprinklings of this power, or all the sprinklings of the sir, and therefore it's not going to be pigle, whereas Rameyer is going to hold that it is. But there is an opinion in Masechta Yoma that says when it says that Aaron has to come in befar with a bull, means that he has to actually shecht, means that the Kohen Gadol was going to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim, has to actually shecht the bull as a korban for the purpose. So that would mean, in other words, that if the first Kohen Gadol dies or becomes Tomei or what have you, and the second one takes over, he can't continue with the blood that the first one left. He actually has to shecht, and we have to spill out that blood, and he has to store it all over with a new pyre. So then, Ma'i Klamema, then what are you going to say? Then, of necessity, it means that always, when we're talking about the sprinklings in the Heichel, there's always only going to be one Deah, because either it's going to be the first Kohen Gadol did all of them, or he dies or becomes Tomei in the middle, and the second one starts over from the beginning and also does all of them. So how are you going to have that? How are you going to have a case where the Braise is so and yet the Braise is saying that he had a thought of pigle during the first group, but not the second group. And so that would contradict what Rav is saying. So in that case, based on that Braise, that seems to contradict Rav. So Rava says, you know what you're talking about? Can you pigle b'rishona, v'shosek v'shniyo, pigle b'shlishis? Let's say he had a thought of pigle in the first one. He didn't have a thought of pigle on the second group, in the Heichel. And then again, he had a thought of pigle on the third one. Now we can't say al-das v'shona ho'oisa. Dam minan, we would say, if in this kind of case, we would say that he goes according to his original das, v'hed v'pigle v'shlishis l'omali, why would he bother expressing pigle again by the third one, when already it would be pigle from the first one? We would say the first one is he thought pigle, and therefore the second and the third group is automatically, it follows that, and al-das v'shona ho'oisa. Therefore, that demonstrates, that's almost the equivalent. So Tosfos had pointed out that he could be explicitly saying that he's doing the second group, etc., not al-das v'shona. But here, in effect, the Rava's answer is that when he does the third one with a thought of pigle again, retroactively, it means that the second one was not. So it's not the entire matter. However, Maskev for Ravashi, but Ravashi questions that Midi Shosak Katani. Does the Braisa say anything about him being quiet in between? So in fact, the Sfasemis points out really the Gemara's question should really be Midi Pigle B'Shlishis Katani. Really, the Gemara ought to have asked the question: does it say anything about him doing pigle in the third one? It just says he did pigle in the first one, or the second one, or the third one. Nothing about this idea that he did in the first and the third one. And he explains, because this, you have this sugya almost identically in Zvachim, and there the words Midi Shosak Katani is more relevant. So the fact is, it doesn't say that, and therefore we don't have a right to explain the, just in order to find for Rab, to explain that the Braise is talking about like that. Ella, Amar Rav Ashi, Yehoch Ma'eskin, Ketchum Pigur Barishonu, Uba Shniya, Uba Shlishis. Rather, Rav Ashi's answer is that he did the pigle in the first one, and the second one, and the third one. In all three of them, he had a thought of pigle. Meaning, in other words, that Bein Barishona, Bein Bashniya, Bein Bashlishis would be, when the expression of the Braisa would be any case like that, any case where he did pigle in one and the other, etc., or he had a thought of pigle in only some of them. Damrinan, so now we say, Isakadaita. So now, the Gusa that we have in front of us, so we have in the Gemara, the word Vashlishis is in parenthesis. And Rashi does not have that. Rashi understands that it means that he had a thought, a figgle, in the first one and in the second one, but not in the third one. So now, now if we were to say, then why would he, why would he have in mind figgle in the third one as well? Actually, no. So on the previous one, the word b'shlishis is that according to Rashi, it should have to be b'shosek b'shlishis. He was quiet in the third one, and was saying, why would he make figgle in the second one, and then why would he make figgle in the second one? If Aldasu is showing Huayza, he would just do the first one with a thought of figgle, and then have nothing specific in mind during the second one. So obviously, in this case, he's not doing Aldasu is showing, and therefore it comes out that the first one he said piggle, the second one he said piggle, but because the third one he did not, now we can't say, even according to Rav, Aldas is shown who oyster, and therefore the Chum are going to say that it's not piggle. That's a pointer, Rashi. Tosfos instead brings the Gersa that he had in mind, piggle, by the first, second, and third, but not by the fourth. Brings a Gersa that Rashi has in the parallel Gemara in Zvachim. So the idea would be, in other words, that the fourth group would be the ones on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Another possibility is actually the Gemara is going to talk about on Omid Beis. There's an opinion we learned about in Zvachim that pouring out the Shiraim is ma'akev. Yeah, so sorry, the third one would be the Mizbeach HaZahav. The first one would be the Kodesh production. The second would be the Heichel. The third would be the Mizbeach HaZahav. If we say over here the Gersa is the first, second, and third, he had a thought of pigle, and the fourth one not, the fourth one of necessity would be the pouring out of the Shiraim. And therefore, that this Braisa would have to follow the opinion that we learned about in Zvachim, that pouring out the Shiraim is ma'akiv as well, unlike we say in Ezo Makoyman, Imlo Nosam Ma'ikin. In any case, the point is, Rav Ashi is saying, so the Braisa is talking about specifically that kind of case, and the words, Bein Berishona, Bein Bashnia, Bein Bashlishis, means that he had in mind the thought of Piggle in all three of them, or according to Rashi, that he had a thought of Piggle in mind by the first two of them and not by the third. So now, the point is, that's not Aldas Rishona Huayza. Now, Tosfos also explains, according to Rava, that he was quiet in the middle, that he did the first and the third with a thought of Piggle, that the Braisa should have said so. But according to Rav Ashi, that the being quiet comes only at the end, only on the Mizbeach HaZahav, or only on the Shiraim, following the opinion. The Shiraim are active, then Rav Ashi can well say the Braisa doesn't need to bother mentioning that point, and therefore we can understand the Braisa that way. That's how Tosfos points that out. Okay, but the Gemara asked, Bain Katoni. The fact is, the Mishnah says that he did whether in one or the other. Bain that usually implies one or the other, not both of them. So then what's his Kasha? Fine, that's a Kasha on Ravashi's explanation. That's a Kasha on Rashi's, on Rav Ashi's explanation about how we would understand, according to him, that that it could be talking about that he had a thought of Higgle only in some of them, only in the first two and not the third, or only in the first three, not the fourth, in two of them, or three of them, where on the other hand, though, the word Bain suggests that he had in only one or the other. Does that mean it's a question on Rav as well? The Mishnah Lamelech on the Sfas Emes point out that yes, based on this, it would mean that we have a Kasha on Rav as well. Fine, a Kasha is not a Tiyukta. We haven't slugged them up, but we would have to understand the Loshon according to Rav. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish says that no. I mean, Rav doesn't have to hold these answers of Rava's and of Ashi's are premised on the idea that a second Kohen Gadol who takes over on Yom Kippur is not able to continue with the blood that the first one was using, but if we say that he could, and Rav may well hold that way, then the whole question falls away because then we have two deists, like we said before. So we may be left with a question on Rav, or maybe not, depending on how we look at it. But we haven't slugged him up. In any case, the halacha is the halacha is like the Chachamim, that you can't do piggle with only half the matter, and therefore it would have to be that he had the thought of piggle in mind about all of them. Okay. Now let's go back. Omar, we said in the Braisa, the Meir Omer piggle v'chayovin al of Kodesh. The Meir had said that even if he only has a thought of piggle during the first group of sprinklings in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then it's piggle and he's chayiv Kodesh. So the Gemara asks, "Mechti kodesh by mechayim ad she'akriv kol matirin." But let's consider though, your person is not chayiv kodesh for eating for eating pickle unless all of the matirin were done correctly, meaning within that same avoda. Obviously, we do have, there are different avodas you can have, for example, pickle during shchita and not during Kabbalah. That's when, and the same thing with menachas, during Knitza, but not with matan bakli, fine, because those are different avodas. But within the same avoda itself, it has to be that all of the matirin were done within that avoda properly. The Omamah, and we know that because the Pasuk says by Pigol says Lo Yerot, so the Kogan will not be acceptable. And we learn it says by Pigol says Yerot, it uses the expression Yerot will be accepted, or it says actually says it will not be accepted. But the fact that it says Yerot, we learn from that. The same way in which a kosher korban becomes acceptable, the same way a possible korban becomes acceptable, becomes established as pigle, not acceptable, you can't eat it, but acceptable as in now it officially becomes pigle. And therefore we learn mahatzos kosher adchiyukru v'kol matirin. The same way as by a kosher korban, you need matirin to be done. All four avodas need to be done. Kachatzos also. The same way that a korban that's possible, if it's a korban that became pigle, it won't become pigle unless all the matirin are offered. So all the avodas all of within that same avoda is how Rashi explains over here in Zvachim. Rashi had explained that kol matirin means all the fundamental avodas that make the korban that make the korban pigle. We learned in Zvachim. That even if he does the shchita and the kabbalah and the halacha with a thought of pigle, it doesn't officially become pigle until the last avoda is done, until the actual sprinkling is done, and there's no other psul involved over there. Anyway, so now the question is, hi, in this korban of Yom Kippur, kibin de chashiba b'fnim, once he has a thought of pigle when he's doing the sprinklings in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, paslay, at that point he makes it posul. So in other words, retroactively, now when the sprinkling is finished, it comes out that it was possible. Kimadi, the question is, when he's doing the rest of Kimadi Bahefel, the question is now when he does the next sprinklings in the Hefel, Maya Bahamahu to Kamadi, on the face of it, isn't he in effect just sprinkling water? Because it can't be considered, the blood of the korban anymore, because at that point it became possible. Now Rashi points out, you're not going to have the same question as far as different avodas, because within the avoda itself, that particular avoda was done properly, or that particular avoda was all done with a thought of pigle. But here, when we talk about these sprinklings of the blood of the korbanos of Yom Kippur, all of them are considered, all of them are basically one big avoda, as we said, matan achas mem me'akavos. So now the question is, once he did one group of sprinklings with the thought of pigle, doesn't the whole thing automatically become pigle? Tosfos refers to that the Rashi explains in the parallel Gemara in Zvachim that when it comes to different avodas, then it's exeris akosav that it works. But here he's saying it's all the hazois that are all part of the same avoda. So Tosfos, on the other hand, asks that then back in our Mishnah, when we learned about the Koimitz and the Levoina, the fact is one avoda, one single avoda, wasn't done properly. If he has the thought of pigle by the Koimitz, by the Kmitza, and not by the, when he burns the Koimitz and not the Levoina, the fact is both of them have to be burnt, why wouldn't we consider it one avoda that was done incompletely without its proper kedusha? So Tosfos gives a different explanation. I mean, Atam says, where it's in one place, then sure, we're going to say that when it's all being done in one place, like the Koimitz and Levona are both means burnt, on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, then sure, we won't say that a psul, a part of it, is going to pass all of it. We'll still consider the whole thing is considered a valid thing in the sense that it's all pigle, and therefore it will be chayim. But here we're talking about there's two different places, where the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh, and therefore the question would be how it's going to work, and how we're not going to say that blood is not just considered water and we ignore the rest of it. So that's the question. So how can Rameyo say that if he's had a thought of pigle during the sprinklings in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the whole thing becomes pigle, even according to him? Fine, he holds mefaglin b'chitzimatu, but you still need at least that one complete avoda was done properly, and when it comes to the korbanos of Yom Kippur, all the sprinklings are considered one complete avoda. The answer is Omer Rabba. So Rabba answers, mashkachas lo, ba'abah porim ba'abah se'irim. You can find a case where there were four parim and four seirim on Yom Kippur. You have one par, one sir. But let's say, for example, that he did these sprinklings in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the blood spilled, so now he needs to start with a new par or new sir. Now, the din is, Rashi points out from the Gemara and Yuma, each group of sprinklings, even though all the sprinklings are necessary for the Korban to be kosher, each sprinkling is considered a unit, a kapara of its own. So therefore, when he did the eight sprinklings of the par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if now that blood spills and he has to shecht a new par and start over, then he's able to do that, and he doesn't have to do the eight in the Kodesh HaKadoshim again. He starts with the eight on the Parechas. And the same thing with the Sur, and the same thing each of the segments. So therefore, each one of them is kosher and for itself, and it doesn't need any more sprinkling. So now, that first par, for example, he did the sprinklings of the eight sprinklings of it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If now the blood spilled, there's nothing else at this point we need to do with that par. At that point, its whole matter has been offered because all the eight sprinklings that could have done with its blood were done, and therefore the mayor is going to say that it is. Therefore the mayor can say that it's considered pivotal. And the same thing, let's say, so it doesn't really have to be four parim or four seirim. The point is, in other words, that you have, let's say, for example, if you want to say that each segment is going to be by itself, then you'd require four. One for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, one for the Heichel, one for the Mizbah HaZahav, and the fourth one, or actually within the Mizbah HaZahav itself, you have the applications to the four corners, and you have the seven sprinklings on the top. Each one of those segments stands by itself in the sense that if you did it and then the blood spilled, then you can start with the next korban and start from there. So now you can have that he did four, that he did one par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with a thought of Kegel, and then the blood spilled. He did another one in the Heichel, in front of the Parochas, and did the eight sprinklings with a thought of Kegel, and the blood spilled, and so on and so forth. And therefore, it comes out that within each one, the Matzirim have been properly offered, and therefore that, the mayor can consider it Kegel. Whereas the Chumah is still going to say that the fact is you need all the sprinklings in order for the korban as a whole to be kosher, and therefore we can't consider, therefore it's only a half a matter with each one. Rava gives a different answer. After the came a par echad the sir echad, you could even say you're talking about there was only one par and one sir, nothing spilled, but the piguli miratsi. But when it comes to, as far as pigul, it's true that he already created pigul in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nevertheless, though, we don't say, as the Gemara had assumed, that the rest of the sprinklings, therefore we ignore, and they're considered like water. Rather, we're talking about that they're considered to be significant enough that as far as pigul, precisely because they're all necessary to make a pigul, so therefore we consider them actually sprinklings, and they're considered choshuv, not like water, and therefore the mayor who holds mefagin lachasimaker can hold that each one of them, each segment by itself, is able to become pigul. So in other words, one of the Mephoshim, the Sivas HaKodesh, explains that the Makshin had thought that the Pigulim Meratze means that fine, it won't be considered a Posel Avoda, but the blood will be Posel. But Rava says, no, it doesn't mean that the blood itself is Posel, it means the blood itself is completely acceptable, and not completely acceptable, it's Pigul, but in other words, it's completely acceptable in the sense that now it's still considered an integral part of the Avoda, and therefore we're able to make Pigul, because in the end you do have all the sprinklings. Okay. So now the Gemara brings up a side point. We said before in the Braisa on Amar Aleph, the Gemara has brought, we've learned this point as well in Zvachim, that the Braisa had said the expression, Arboin v'sholosh, that when it comes to the par and sur of Yom Kippur, you have altogether 43 sprinklings. So the question is, Valtanya Arboin v'sheva, a different Braisa says there's 47. The answer is, Vaikasha, Hokamanda Oma Ma'arvin Lachronis, Hokamanda Oma Ein Ma'arvin. There's two different opinions in Yuma, whether do they mix the two bloods before they apply before the Kohen God, does the Kohen God mix the two bloods before he applies them to the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or only after that before he does the seven sprinklings on the top? Everybody agrees that that up until that point the two bloods are separate, and you have 8, 8, 8, and 8. Everybody agrees that the seven sprinklings on top of the Mizbeach are from a mixture of the blood. But when it comes to the four that are done on the daubed on the corners of the Mizbeach, the Gemara mentions in Yoma, you have machlokes whether you mix the bloods before or after that. So if you say you mix them before, then you have only one set of four applications, and then in that case you have 32, 4, and 7, which equals 43. Whereas if you say you do them separately, if you say at that point the par and the sar's blood are separate, then you have 8, 8, 8, and 8, 4, and 4, and 7, and that equals 47. Okay. So the Gemara says, Valtanya Boy Mashmoina. Then we have yet another Braisa that says that the number of sprinklings on Yom Kippur is 48. And the answer was like Kasha, Hokamanda Omashirain Ma'afin, Hokamanda Omashirain Loi Ma'afin. Because you have the two different opinions that we learned about in Zvachin, whether pouring the Shirayim is Ma'akav or not. We say in Ezel Makoman, we say Shira Adama Yishofich, Imloi Nosam Ma'ikiv, but we said, and we learned in Zvachin, that not everybody agrees with that. And there is an opinion that pouring the Shirayim, at least on Yom Kippur, is ma'akev, and therefore, according to that, you have a 48th application of blood as well. And we talked about in Zvachim, there's an interesting explanation according to that, the 48 represents, you have 48 brises, the Gemara mentions elsewhere, 48 covenants that Hashem made with the Jewish people about every mitzvah. The Gemara calculates in Sota, there was 16 by Matan Torah, and another 16 when Hashem repeated the mitzvah to Moshe in the Oyel Moed, speaking to him from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and another 16 in Avos Moed, when Moshe told them over the Torah before he passed away, and therefore that makes 48 brises for each mitzvah, and therefore symbolic of that, you have 48 sprinklings according to this opinion. Actually, Tosfos points out that the original Tana of the Braisa could even hold that Shirayim am Akiv, but he would say that we're counting only sprinklings, not pouring. Pouring the Shirayim is not the same kind of action as sprinkling, and therefore he doesn't count it. But according to him, it's true. According to the Tana of the Braisa, there might be 44 things that are done with the blood that I'm active, 43 inside the Heichal on the 44th pouring out the Shirayim. Okay. Fine. So then in that case, so that explains then, so now we have brought all of this about the Korbanos of Yom Kippur in trying to slog up Rav to say that even when there's only one das involved, as we said, according to one way of looking at it, of necessity, there's only one das involved with the Korbanos of Yom Kippur, and nevertheless, we see it's possible to create Tigel with only the first, you still have a machloikas, where according to the Chachamim, you can't create Tigel by having a thought of Tigel in the first one, but not the second one, and we had ended up answering that and discussing this point about various points about how the mechanics of Pigel would work in this kind of case. So in any case, the Gemara has left open, so we haven't completely slugged up Rav, although one way of looking at it at the top of the Omud, we did leave with a cash on it. Now the Gemara says, now let's get back to, on Omud Aleph, we talked about in our Mishnah, we said that if he offers the koimetz alone with the thought of pigle, but not for the boina, then he won't make it, then he won't make it pigle. Whereas the mayor says he will. Then we learned in the Braisa, we had said that there's a difference between three out of the four avoiders. We said that when it comes to, that when it comes to that, just doing the avoider with the koimetz is going to passel the whole korban, make the whole korban pigle, is only by the first three avoiders. But when it comes to burning it, then according to the chachamim, it has to be that he has in mind pigle in the whole thing, in the whole matter. So let's get back to that about the difference between the three avoiders and the fourth one. Kiboilahu, the question was, pigle bahilacha man. What about if he had a thought of pigle during the walking of the koimetz over to the mizbeach? What would the chachamim hold? Omer Rav Yochanan halacha kishmitza. Rav Yochanan says halacha in that sense. So in other words, the question is considered half an avoida, or is it considered not because Rashi had said on Omer Aleph that the Levoina, so on the face of it, Rashi had said the Levoina does not have to walk over to the Mizbeach, does not have to be walked over to the Mizbeach. The Gemara is going to discuss that point. Why not? I mean, if wherever the kmitza of the mincha was done, from that point, you have to collect the levona and walk it over to the mizbeach. So on the face of it, you do have halacha by the levona as well, but that's what the Gemara is now going to discuss. In fact, there is a discussion There is, in fact, a discussion of whether the Lavoina is also placed together with the Koimitz. In the other Keli, in the Sefer Sota, the Gemara brings a Braisa that says that it does, and the Rambam, in fact, says that that all Avodas that apply to the Koimitz apply to the Lavoina as well, which would mean that it does have to be walked over. So, in fact, the Keren Ora says that all Braisa, that all Braisa here in Menachos, and the one in Sota may be arguing with one or the other. We're maybe arguing, one of them may be arguing on the other. Okay. Anyway, so now, if he did tibul with halacha, what would be the din? Amar Rabbi Yechon halacha to kmitza. Rabbi Yechon says that halacha is just like the kmitza, and therefore it's considered a complete avoida because you don't do kmitza of the levina. You just pick off the levina, off the mincha, and offer it. Rish lachah shama halacha kaktara. Rish lachah says halacha is considered like burning, and therefore just like the same thing when it comes to burning the kumis. The Chachamim are saying in our Mishnah that you need to have a thought of pigle on both the kumis and the levoina in order to make it pigle. So it would be, says Rish lachah, also by the halacha, you'd have to have both of them in mind. Well, the Gemara says, Vishlema, the Rish lachah, ikanama halacha de levoina. Well, according to Rish lachah, we understand, because after all, the levoina does have to be walked over to the mizbeach. Wherever you did the kumitza of the mincha, you're going to have to pick the levoina off the mincha there and offer it. So therefore, there is halacha, and therefore, the same way as that kumitza, we're saying that you need to, it's a two-part thing. You have to, not by kumitza, by burning. The same way you have to burn the kumitz, and you have to burn the levoina, the same way you have to walk over the kumitz, and you have to walk over the levoina. So according to the shlokas, it's easy to understand. Ever little Yerchan and my time, but according to the Yerchan and why by halacha do we not care about the levoina? And the answer is, oh my God, the sovereign of Yerchanan. Because Rabbi Yechanan holds kol avoda she'ena materas, any avoda that is not necessary in order to be matir for the korban. And in the case of halacha, you can hand it from one person to the other without actually walking it. So any avoda that is not matir, he holds avoda chashuvahi. Then it's considered a significant avoda, and pigul can happen with it itself. There, the chacham don't hold that you need pigul in kol hamatir, because when you need kol hamatir, when you have an avoda that is necessary to be matir the korban, but when you have something like this, which is not necessary in order to be matir it, because you could just hand the levoina from one to the other, therefore. So in other words, rather, since the koimis of the mincha, it's possible to hand from one person to another, and therefore the fact that you didn't have in mind during the halacha of the levoina doesn't matter, says Rava. So Omalei Abaya, but Abaya says how they shchitas echem and akvosim da avodah she'ena matirata. But on the other hand, consider when it comes to shechting one of the kvosim of Shavuos that we've been talking about, where that's an avodah which is not maturate yet, because ultimately what it's necessary on the way. But the fact is the hatara to be matir the sheep to eat doesn't happen until the blood is sprinkled. Upsligian, we still see that Rameir and the Chacham argue. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, shchitas echem and akvosim lechos shteich halos lamacha. If he shechted one of the sheep, having in mind that he's going to eat the two chalas, the two lachem upon him, the two shteya lachem tomorrow, or hikter echem and a bezichim lachol shnei zonu l'malfa, or he burnt one of the bezichim of the lachem upon him, having in mind to eat the other, eat both stacks of lachem upon him tomorrow. Reb Meir and a pigul b'chayov and all the kardes, the chum and the kardes had shei fagel b'chalamata. Reb Meir holds his pigul, the chum and his kardes, and the chum hold that not. So we see, therefore, that even when it's an avoid, that's not matter, and so then you still need to have a thought of pigle for it. Well, then, even if the halacha of the levoina is not matter, because you can, even if the halacha of the kremitz, rather, is not matter, because you can do without it, and even once it's done, the validity of the korban has not been accomplished yet. Nevertheless, you see that it's the same thing as far as shechting the shteilas, as far as shechting the kvasim, and we still see that the chachamim and the mayor are arguing whether it's pigul. Amalei, so Rava answers, Misavat lechem batanu kodesh. You're thinking that the bread, the shteil lechem, became the lechem apanim became holy as soon as you baked it in the oven. No, shchitas kvasim mekad shalei. It's actually the shechting of the kvasim that makes l'shtei alechem have its full kedusha up until that point, and it's not considered is not considered to have full kedusha. When you have something which is accomplishing a kedusha in the korban, then it's the equivalent of making it mutter. So like this, shechting the kvasim creates a kedusha in the shtei lechem, and therefore that's enough for it to be considered a matter. But when it comes to halacha when it comes to kmitza, then and when it comes to putting it in a key shardis, those are stages in making in creating the kedusha of the koimetz. But when it comes to halacha, Rava is saying it does not do that. So Mosiv Rav Shimon Bar Ashi said, Rav Shimon Bar Ashi says, in that case, I have another contradiction. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, you have to have, when you're shechting the Korban Pesach, you have to have in mind the people who are going to be allowed to eat it. If you have in mind, let's say, Arelim, you have in mind people who are Arelim, who don't have a Bris Milah and are not going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach, then it's possible. But what about, so now the Mishnah says there in Pesachim, the Mishnah says there in Pesachim that if he had in mind for Mulim and for Arelim, then it's fine, because at least he's having in mind people who have a Bris Milah. But now, Acherim Oimrim, but Acherim usually means a mayor, says, Hiktim Mulim La'arelim, if he had in mind first the ones who have Bris and then the ones who do not, or it means that we're doing the Shechita itself, you have to shech two simonim, two pipes in the neck. So if doing shechting the one pipe he had in mind, the mulin, and then in the second one he had in mind the arelim, kosher, then it will be kosher. Because at least, in other words, in both of them he had in mind the mulin, in the second one he also added an arelim as well. Picking arelim and mulin, possible, but achedim say that if he had in mind the arelim in the first one, and the mulin in the second one, then it doesn't help us, because he shechted only one simon having in mind the mulin, the kaimalon, the bachatimatu frigi. And we know, the Gemara explains there in Pesachim, that the machlokes is about whether it's possible to make pigle in half a matu, the one simon out of two. So we see, in other words, the shchita is not making the korban mutter yet, because you still have to sprinkle the blood. It's not on the Gemara is assuming it's not makadish anything either. And nevertheless, you still see that a thought of pigle in the whole thing is necessary. So it comes out according to Acherim that the psul would have to be in the entire matter, not like you're saying that where it's not actually being matter or makadish, then you don't need the whole thing. Amalei, so Rava answers a similar thing. Misavra dam b'savra behema kadosh. You're thinking the blood is already considered holy when it's in the neck of the animal. No, dam sakin mekad chalei. The blood becomes holy only by virtue of the shchita using a knife. We've learned before whether it requires a klei sharis or not, but in any case, when you shecht it, that's when it's makadish. And again, v'abol kadosh, v'abol hatu dami, and the fact that it's come that the shchita is coming to be makadish is considered like the equivalent of something that's being matter, and therefore pigle is subject over there. So in other words, pigle will apply. Taras HaKodesh summarizes so far. What we're saying is that pigle will apply to something that either is an avoida or is something that's matter or makadish. Now, shchita is not an avoida, but we're saying over here that it's makadish. Halacha is considered an avoida. Therefore, even though it's not a complete halacha, because you only have the koimetz and not the labayna, nevertheless, says Rava, that'll be enough to make it pigle, even according to the chachamim. According to the shlokish, that is. So the Gemara says Toshma, but let's bring a proof against the Shlokish. We said in the Braisim before, Bamed Varam Amurim, when do we say that if he has a thought of pigle on the koimetz alone, then it's enough? Then Kmitza of Matan Kli over here, only in the first three avodas, Kmitza placing it in a keli and walking it over to the Mizeah, as opposed to the Braisim had said when it comes to burning it, then the Chachamim had said we have to have in mind both the koimetz and the Lavona to have a thought of Futz Mana in order for the korban to be pigle. So my lab the hiluch to aktorah, but pashtus when we say hiluch, we mean walking it over to the mizbeach in order to burn the koimetz. The answer is no, hiluch to matan kli. No, it means the walking the koimetz over to a place where it's going to be placed in a kli charis. So that's not considered. Now you don't do that with the levoina, because you don't have to put the levoina in a keli. Or again, the brisa in sota says that you do. So maybe as Karen earlier says, that brisa is arguing with all brisa. But that hiluch is not considered, or is that hiluch applies only to the koimetz, not to the levoina, and therefore, And therefore, that's what, so the Braise is saying that, therefore, by, at that point, you only have the koimetz, and therefore, having in mind doing that hiluch to walk it over to a klisharis, then it's possible to make a pigle there. But when you're talking about hiluch of walking over the koimetz and the levoina to burn them on the mizbeach, where there the levoina has to be involved as well, then you'd have to have in mind the koimetz and levoina, as Rish Lakish is saying. So the Gemara asks, Yehochni, if that's what the Braise means, the Matan Kli v'Hiluch, what does it mean when it says placing an Enkedi and walking it over, v'Hiluch or the Matan Kli v'Bailei? It should say the other way around, when he walks it over and when he places an Enkedi, because according to what you're answering, that's the order. The answer is, holy kasha, Tony Hochni, fine, flip around the wording in the Braise and say that it means that. But the Gemara says no, because it continues, Boloi Lak Torah. The next thing it says is, when it comes to burning the koimetz, then he has to have in mind the pigle on the koimetz and the lavona for it to be a problem. But bolo lo lochem, he instead use the expression that he's coming to halacha. Because the next thing, after putting a keli, is to walk it over to the mizbeach to burn it. And the answer is, hole kasha, that's not such a problem either. Kimin da halacha, tzarech da haktara. That halacha is a necessary prerequisite in order to do the haktara, in order to burn the koimetz and the lavona. Kori la haktara, therefore the Tana can call it haktara. But he really means, when he says bolo la haktara, he means when he gets to the next stage of walking it over to the mizbeach, where it will be burnt. But the Gemara says, Ela nosin as a koimetz v'shesika. Still though, the Braise continues, he places the koimetz on the fire quietly without having a thought of pigle, where before he had had a thought of pigle, or we're saying that he does the koimetz quietly with the lavona with a thought of pigle, or vice versa. What do you mean holich, anybody? Like, at this point, you can say holich, where he walked it over. Now you can't just say that it means that it's a tzorach of nosan, because, the fact is that the chidushim and yechosim larashba point out, you can talk about halacha is needed for the burning, but if it says vola laktara, you can say aktara means the whole process of burning, which includes walking it over. But when it says vola laktara nosan, if a kaimis b'shtika, nosan means the actual placing it on the fire, and it can't mean anything else. So the one says kasha, fine, from that braise says a kasha on Rish Lakish. Usually when you have Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan anyway, so here the halacha is in fact like Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, if he has a thought of, pigle during the walking it over, then it would come out from, that it would in fact be pigle. Provided again that he had, that he didn't have any other thoughts that would make it no longer pigle during any of the other avodas. We said that, in any case, you need, Okay. Another din, the Gemara says, we learned previously when we had, we talked about the case, previously where he had in mind during the shechting of the Shnei Kvasim, he had in mind to eat half a kezias of the Kvasim and half kezias of the Shnei Lechem. So we said that Rebbe had said it's kosher, and the Chacham had said, it's possible. So now, what about Hikdush Shum Shum Lechol Shum Shum? What about if he burns, now, over the koimetz is a minimum of 2 kazesim, so he burns a sesame seed-sized piece, a tiny piece of the koimetz, having in mind that he's going to eat a sesame-sized piece of the shirayim, which is obviously less than a kazayis, and he continues, and he repeats that over and over again, Hichtel Shum Shum Lachol Shum Shum, Adjikola Koimetz Koloi, until he uses up the entire Koimetz. So each time he had in mind that he's going to eat, each time he burnt a little bit of the Koimetz, having in mind that he's going to eat a little bit of the Shirayim. What happens in the end, is that considered to be pickle? Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna, Rav Sheshes. Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna, and Rav Sheshes have a 3-way machloikas about what happens then. Chad om a pigle, one says it'll be outright pigle, v'chad om a fossil, a second one says it'll be fossil, v'chad om a kosher, and the third one says it'll be completely kosher. Now, does this relate to the machalikas of Rebbe and the Chachamim? Lema manda om a pigle could a mayor, should we say the one who says it's pigle holds like a mayor, that v'faglin b'chatzi matir, and therefore, so each time he had a thought of pigle about one part of the climates, then he's able to create pigle. Now, as Shitul Gebretzes points out, it's not really exactly the same thing. In the Mishnah, he had had in mind to eat a whole kezias. Here, each time he's having in mind to eat a sesame-sized piece. Fine, but at this point in the discussion, the Gemara is assuming that that's similar. And later on, the Gemara is going to end up schlugging up anyway and saying that's not a point in a mayor. Umanda am a posel for Rabbanan. The one who says it's posel only would be like the Rabbanan, that it's not pigul, but it is posel by exeder the Rabbanan, as we talked about on Amud Aleph. Umanda am a kosher for Rebbe. The one who says it's outright kosher would hold like Rebbe that it doesn't combine together. So is that so? And if so, then we would have to answer, since Alocha is like the Chachamim against the other two, then Alocha would have to be that it's posel and not that's posel, not pigul and not and then not pigul but not kosher either. So the Gemara says, Mimai, though, who says that that's the correct understanding? Duma ad kam like Omer Meir Hosam. Maybe you could say, you know why Reb Meir says over there? It says in the case of our Mishnah, that Mefagon Mahatzimatu Ela Bechishiv Bishiurai. The fact is, he has in mind when he's offering a complete amount to burn, or the whole koimitz together. So the only thing is, he's not having in mind during the burning of the Levoina. But here he's not having in mind doing the shear of it. Each time he's thinking out about a less than a shear, like then maybe even a mayor would agree that it's not pickle. But Adkan like Amir Abaran Hosam Matir and vice versa. So the Chum in our Mishnah are talking about he's not thinking of the entire matter. He's thinking about only the Klimats and not the Levoina. Avahocha the Chishabe Bekule Matir. The fact is here in the end he does end up having in mind the entire matzer, the entire kremitz and levina, he's just doing it piecemeal, a sesame seed at a time. Hachinami de pagil, maybe indeed he would be able to make it pickle. The adkan like omer Rebbe Hosam, and you know what? Furthermore, Rebbe maybe would only say his din in that case over there with the shtei lechem and the kvasim ela de lehodem malye ma'osa avoda. Only where so he had in mind about a half kezias and he did not complete it with the he did not complete with the first keves he had in mind half a kezias of one challah and with the other keves he had in mind a half kezias of the other challah, and Rebbe would say we ignore that and it's kosher. Aval hachadah had a malya ma'osa avoda. Here he filled it up from the very same avoda because in the end he's thinking of a sesame-sized piece and another sesame-sized piece and so forth, but eventually he's thinking of the entire, of a kezias, for the entire, in both sides. Hachinami de posel, indeed, Rebbe might hold that it's posel. So none of these three opinions of the Tanoim exact, of the Amoraim exactly match up with any of the three opinions of Tanoim. So, Elamando, I'm a pigol divahakal. Fine, the one who says of these three Amoroyim that it's pigol would be talking according to all three opinions. Mando, I'm a posel divahakal. The one who says it's posel would also be saying that according to all three Tanoim, Mando, I'm a kosher divahakal, and the one who says it's kosher could equally well say that all three Tanoim hold like him. Namely, Mando, I'm a pigol divahakal. The one who says it's pigol according to everybody, according to the mayor and the chachamim and Rebbe, would hold kasava derech achil b'kach. He holds it's a normal thing to eat like that a little bit at a time, but derech achtar b'kach, and it's normal to burn like that a little at a time. So therefore, so it's considered a regular case of chutzas mane. O Mando, I'm a posel divahakal. The one who says that all of them would agree that it's posel kasava ein derech achil b'kach, ve ein derech achtar b'kach. He would hold it's not the normal way to eat like that, and it's not the normal way to burn like that. Rashi takes out the word ein from the first one, so derech achil b'kach. It may be the normal way to, eat piecemeal like that, but it's not the normal way to burn like that a little bit at a time. But have a look at mincha, shall I hook it up? So it's the equivalent of a mincha that wasn't offered and is posel. Umando am a kosher, divrei hakol, the one who says all three tanoim would hold its kosher, kasava, he figures, derech haktara b'kach, ve'en derech achila b'kach. On the contrary, it is normal to burn a little bit at a time, but it's not normal to eat that way. You eat a whole amount the whole time, and therefore, so it can't be pigle, because but pigle would mean that he has to have in mind a thought of eating, and here he doesn't, and here he didn't have that. So fine, in the end, the Rambam paskins according to the opinion that it is posel. First of all, that means that Amam learns like the girsa without the word ein derech achila b'kach. It is considered a normal way of eating like that. The ein derech haktora b'kach, but it's not considered to be a normal way of burning like that. And when it comes to eating, actually, we would say that if a person ate something that was also piecemeal, a little bit at a time, as long as he eats it, then it would combine together. Because there we would consider, to that extent, it is considered maybe derech achila b'kach. It is considered a normal way of eating like that, and therefore, as long as he eats it within kedei achilas pras, then it would combine together. Fine. So we'll continue tomorrow, Beis Hashem, and we'll finish off the Perek, and then we'll finish off the Perek and start the next Perek, Beis Hashem.